Nicole, did you ever watch Pokemon growing up?
Not at all.
Why not?
Never was my thing.
Why did you just not have a childhood? Or
can you like not judge me?
Yeah, I'm coming down hard because you judge me hard anytime I haven't watched any Barbra Streisand unknown movie.
No, I judge you for not knowing the difference between Barbra Streisand and Ben Midler.
Pokemon. So no, not a fan.
No.
So how much hate, how much passionate hate did you have when I recommended we cover Pokemon?
It wasn't passionate hate as much as complete indifference and being like, oh, great, now I got to watch this show I definitely don't care anything about.
And I told you, you don't have to watch the show. We just have to literally watch the movie. Actually, I prefer that you don't watch the show because I know the baggage that is Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't. So it's just, I'm very fascinated to see what it's going to be like listening to someone who has never seen the show and never had any desire to watch the show.
That's
because me. Not just you, Eddie Z, who's also in the house, he also was never a big Pokemon watcher. So I feel like it's going to be me against the world this episode.
Isn't it always? Yeah.
I'm Rolando.
And I'm Nicole.
And this is Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals,
an original podcast
about unoriginality. You must know the theme song.
No, that's Power Rangers. I was gonna say, go go Pokemon.
Yeah, that is.
That would be a smash up of some sort.
Yeah, that could work. I know the Chimpokomon theme song, but I don't know the Pokemon theme song.
What's that?
That was back in season 3 of South Park when they made fun of the Pokemon craze.
Oh, okay.
Chin Pokemon.
I see. Yeah. That sounds about right. Because when did
I was in elementary school.
I mean, I was in elementary school as well.
Late 90s. And that was definitely like 1999 that they did that.
So 1999 was the year actually the first movie we're going to be talking about came out in America. I think it may have come out the year before in Japan.
Yes, it did.
But we're going to be talking about all things Pokemon. But actually, before we start, I actually do want to complain about something real quick.
Please do.
Unrelated to Pokemon right now.
Okay.
Me and Eddie went to see Onward yesterday. And you remember how in Pixar movies you would see like a short film that's a Pixar original?
Is it The Simpsons?
It was a Simpsons short, and it's just like this weird mind fuck now that like Disney owns all media, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
So it's kind of refreshing to talk about a property that Disney has no control over yet.
Ooh.
Yet, because I'm sure Disney's gunning for that pokey money.
That's true. How was that movie?
Cute.
It was cute.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was heartwarming. Yeah. As the Pixar movies tend to be.
It's okay. Definitely a boys' movie. Okay. By which I mean, like, it's about brotherhood, but also a father-son relationship, even though the father is dead.
All Pixar movies in most ways are boy movies, to be honest.
You think actually, that's true. You're right. The Disney proper movies tend to be the female-oriented ones.
Yeah.
And then the Pixar ones have been more skewed for boys.
And friendship and father-son. Mm-hmm. Up was kind of like that. Ratatouille is about friendship.
Oh, that's an interesting observation that I never realized. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. So it's no different than any other Pixar movie.
Well, considering like Disney, like I guess when you think of Disney, you usually think of the Disney princess movies.
Yeah.
Right.
When you think of Pixar,
like Frozen, for example, like that one is about sisterhood. It's not even about romance, right?
Yeah.
It's about sisterhood. I don't know about Frozen 2. I never got a chance to see it.
Yeah, so I didn't see it either.
Can't say, but.
But I just with this Onward too, which was kind of what's funny was it has that Dungeons and Dragons kind of element to it because it's a world like Dungeons and Dragons that the idea is that they realize magic is hard and people just started inventing things to make their lives easier and forgot about magic. So you have like this world where you have like centaurs and orcs and unicorns and stuff like that, but it's like really no magic to anything anymore.
Huh.
Everyone lives like ordinary normal lives.
Yeah, Disney really capitalized on not fad, but like the nostalgia that people have right now for Dungeons and Dragons. Just like
The hype of it. No.
The hype, yeah. But I would say, but just like Netflix has capitalized off of the hype, the, well, not hype, the nostalgia of Pokemon, the first movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back. So Nicole, you should give us history. What history are you going to give?
I don't have much history.
All right, Nicole, letting me down. Actually, I know some stuff about Pokemon, at least. Because yeah. I used to play this game as a kid. So Pokemon is... the TV show is based off of the video game. Mm-hmm. And the video game concept revolves around you playing a 10-year-old child who gets to roam the earth and collect Pokemon. And, you know, the objective is to collect them all. Mm-hmm. You also use these Pokemon to get into battle. And, you know, aside from collecting them all, you're also trying to become the world's greatest Pokemon trainer and stuff. And your usual starter pack include... You get to pick one of three Pokemon, Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle. Their elementals would be fire, earth, and or grass, I guess, technically, and water, respectively. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you just go on these adventures. Eventually, this would become a TV show. And the TV show would hit America, and it would hit America hard.
Hard.
Like, really hard. So this is... The movie came out maybe... a year after the show premiered in America.
Yeah.
And this is about the second season of the first round of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
The Johto Pokemon Kanto Adventures.
Yeah.
And this is, if not peak Pokemon, we're about to hit peak Pokemon right now. For sure. In the US and stuff. And interestingly enough, though, Pokemon has not ended its run since its initial run. Like,
yeah, it's still
almost
running.
21 mm-hmm. years ago at this point.
Yeah, 20? A lot of some of the really successful Japanese anime shows have run for a long time. Like Yu-Gi-Oh! And Naruto.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is still running?
It definitely ran for more than 20 seasons.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I never was a fan. It's so funny, right? I... never really big into anime.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, what's it called? I think the idea of like catching these little Pokemon monsters, Pokemon stands for pocket monsters, if you didn't know.
Yes. So in this world, what is your relationship to your pocket monster?
You own them.
They're your property.
They're not really your pets, because that would imply like, I feel like, you know, when you're thinking of pets, like, you know, I'm not going to put my dog to fight another dog.
Mm.
But Pokemon are intended to fight other Pokemon.
Okay, so that's kind of like their purpose in life.
I don't know if that's their purpose in life. I wouldn't call that their purpose, right?
Like, okay.
What are Pokemon? I don't know. I tried to do some research on this, and it seems like Pokemon are just like descendants of elementals, basically.
More like celestials. More like these higher beings.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They have a fascinating background that like gets explored as the series progresses, but in all honesty, I kind of checked out after the first 151 Pokemon because that was enough for me to learn. After that, when they started introducing the new generations of Pokemon, I was just like, oh, no, I'm not going to learn like another 150 and so on. So I don't even know how many we're up to. I think we're like up to 700 and change.
Jeez.
And there are some people out there like who are diehard Pokemon. Like Pokemon still has a very, very... strong fandom.
Yes, it does.
People still buy their games and stuff. Mm-hmm. I haven't played it yet, but I did pick up the re-release of Pokemon like Pikachu.
Okay.
Which came out for the Switch a couple of years ago, right? And it just shows you like Nintendo's great at this. Nintendo has always been great at kind of exploiting people's nostalgia for, you know, the past.
Yeah.
You know, like all their great series are just callbacks to like previous series with just some updated features and stuff. So it makes sense that Nintendo would go ahead making this movie. Cause if you were going to talk, we're going to be talking about right now, Pokemon, the first movie, you might as well be talking about Pokemon Evolution, you know, the one that just dropped on Netflix last week, because they are basically shot for shot the same movie. So it doesn't matter. But this is a little bit of background in terms of Pokemon. I'm willing to answer any questions you guys might have of Pokemon.
I guess.
Do you remember the big incident that happened in 1997?
What incident?
Where all those kids.
Oh, the epilepsy?
Yes.
Yeah, there was an epilepsy moment because there was a Polygon episode that had like, that caused seizures.
Really?
Yeah, because like Polygon is like a digital Pokemon who is like from a digital world,
mm-hmm.
not a material world, like, you know, us and Barbie.
Yes.
She, you know, And in this episode, like, I guess they go into that digital world and stuff. And, like, you know, some of the scenes have, like, it might have been that episode or something that Pikachu might have done that also kind of may cause seizures in people, you know, because of the flashing lights.
Yeah.
And so, well, it was episode 38.
Yeah.
Episode 38 happened December 16th, 1997. It was only aired in Japan. And from what we know, is like 685 people were reported to go into the hospital.
Wow, that's actually so far more people than the coronavirus has gotten here in the U.S.
Yes, it's March 2020. If you listen to this in the future, it's a big deal here.
And because of that situation, Pokemon went on hiatus for 4 months.
Wow.
Interesting.
And that, of course, that episode has not been
aired here in the U.S.
Or aired at all. Mm. Yeah. But it's been made fun of in like The Simpsons.
Yes, and I actually remember The Simpsons did like make a joke about it.
Yeah.
When they went to Japan, I think actually.
I think so. I didn't see that episode.
Yeah, this is like, I'm pretty sure it was an episode where Homer found out that he was a mascot.
Okay. No, that's a different episode. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so then I'm thinking, all right, whatever. So yes, any other questions about Pokemon? Yeah, but Pokemon are basically possibly, I guess you could say, their property. You can trade them with other people.
Yeah, no, that's apparent, and you send them off to fight for you and all this stuff. But
they're not fighting for you.
They're
fighting on your behalf. I don't know what Pokemon get out of the fight.
So, in a previous episode, we covered His Dark Materials, where like your demon is part of you. Your Pokemon is not a part of you.
No.
But you have a connection to your Pokemon.
Sometimes. If you're a good trainer. Right?
Okay.
You could be a dickhead trainer and just using them for the fights and stuff. You could also be, I remember early in the series, it was a very sad episode where like this guy abandoned his Charmander in the rain. And Charmander, if you need to know, he has like a flame on his tail. That's like his like life support, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So the poor Charmander is out in the rain waiting for his master, who was supposed to come back. But the master doesn't plan on coming back because he thought Charmander was weak.
Wow.
And that was a sad episode.
That's messed up. So,
and then he set fire to the rain.
Trainer.
Wait, I missed that. What was the question?
He set fire to the rain. What do you
I guess. Yeah. Some Adele shit going on there. Go on.
So without a trainer, what would happen to a Pokemonster?
That's a good question, right? Because I think when we were watching this movie with, I was watching this movie with Eddie, he had lots of these questions.
Yeah.
The truth is that Pokemon are just out in the wild, like just chilling.
Happy. They're out in the wild, happy.
Yeah,
living in the environment that they tend to live in.
Just happy out there in the wild, and then they get captured by these humans and are put into battle. So in theory, this whole world of Pokemon, when you're thinking about it as an adult, it sounds kind of horrific.
It messes you up. I was watching the movie and I had like, okay, so these poor creatures who are part of the ecosystem of this world, they get captured by humans in this little ball thing, right? We're assuming that they're happy inside it, right? But I don't know how. And then they get to be taken out only when the human decides, hey, I want to battle this other person's Pokemon. And then what ends up happening is that Pokemon, one of them gets hurt really bad.
It's true.
Because that's how the battle ends, with one of them being defeated
and
hurt. And then I'm also thinking, also, these are, because relatively everyone there is a young person, a teenager, or probably even younger.
I mean, Ash is 10 years old, traveling the world on
his own. That also are carrying, these powerful weapons in their pockets to cause havoc and destruction.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm pretty sure their armies in these worlds have their own Pokemon also, so... Mm.
Yeah. So
then I'm thought, okay, this is for kids, of course. This is like,
I mean, this is
don't think too much of it. But
this is the thing, right? Like, this is a kids show, but like, it is a very, when you take a step back and you're watching it as an adult, you really have to wonder what? Like, that's the main question I think I had when I was rewatching these movies, because I'm being honest here. Like, I was a fan of the Pokemon series, and I was a fan of the first movie. But you know, like rewatching it now, I'm just like, oh, this is not problematic is a strong word, but like, I don't know. I found myself maybe possibly siding with the bad guy.
Yes, Mew.
Yeah, Mewtwo.
Mewtwo.
It's finally awakened.
The strongest Pokemon in existence.
Mewtwo, that is your name.
I will strike back against you.
So Mew, as we come to learn, was a Pokemon that is kind of extinct, mm-hmm. that these people, I guess, want to be trainers or something of Pokemon, or just researchers or something.
Scientists. As many people would call them, because they're in white lab coats.
But in this world, are they scientists? Or are they
scientists. I think they were hired. So if you know the mythology behind the story, like, they were hired by Giovanni, who's basically this mob lord. He's the leader of Team Rocket and stuff.
I see. Okay. Which is also another thing I don't know anything about. Please don't go into it. But
of course. Team Rocket is the best thing.
we'll
talk about that.
Was genetically cloned.
Mewtwo.
And then they made him into Mewtwo.
Yes, you're right. And Mew was genetically cloned, and they turned into Mewtwo.
So when the film begins, we hear that he is telepathic.
Yes.
And that he's highly intelligent and has an existential crisis when he's created. Whereas, who am I? Where am I? Why is this?
Yes.
And what is my purpose?
Right. So these creatures come off as highly intelligent and, you know, don't necessarily wake up and be like, I'm here to serve anyone.
Mm.
So then this character, it seems like, who also befriends another genetic modification of a girl, Amber.
Oh, so you saw, like, the extended cut. Okay, so yes. You're talking about, like, the director's cut that did not air in America until they released it later on.
Okay.
So this is not the original cut that most people had seen, but if you're a fan, you probably have seen this one. Go on.
So because, then he befriends...
Because it gets dark.
Yeah, it does get dark. The first 10 minutes is dark, which they did not include in the remake. In
the original... Yeah, because that's not part of the original cut.
I see.
The original American cut.
Well, this, I think, actually kind of makes it better, because...
I agree.
He befriends her. He starts to have a purpose, because sometimes, you know, you realize that life is what you make out of it and that it's the people that you meet and stuff. She dies.
Mm-hmm.
His memory gets erased.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he's born again, he's pissed the fuck off because he's told he has to serve people.
Right.
So then he uses his really great powers. He's a very strong person. And I guess they made him stronger because he's a clone. And he's just like, fuck all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And he burns up everything. And then the whole movie is pretty much about him, you know, calling all these trainers to this island and making everyone battle for, I guess, his own kind of whimsies.
Right.
And then at the end, there's a lesson to be learned, which I don't think is very effective.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Not at all.
Not at all.
Okay.
Because it's also it goes against the whole kind of movie.
It goes against the whole premise of the show.
Yeah.
100%. So, all right, great. So, yeah, that's a great summary of the movie, because I think actually this movie... is one, and this is we could basically be talking about both of them at this point, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're the same exact
movie.
They
are basically the same exact
movie. Except for the Amber element.
Except for the Amber element, right, because that wasn't featured. Yes. Yeah. Okay. So when we're talking about these movies, both of these movies, like, I think their first half tends to be good.
Mm-hmm.
It's their second half where they kind of do fall apart.
Yes.
And even, I guess, I only saw this movie maybe twice as a kid. The first time I saw it in theaters was at midnight when it came out.
Yeah.
I was one of those kids. My dad took me out because he was, like, not an active watcher of Pokemon, but, like, he liked to stay in trend with, like, the kids stuff, right?
Aww.
That me and my sister were watching. So, like, he took us to see the movie at midnight, and I don't remember if we went to school the next day. But anyone who didn't go to school the next day, because it happened for a lot of kids, it was called the Poke Flu. By the media.
That's
so
cute.
That's for anyone who missed school the next day after the first movie premiered. But I only saw the movie that one time, and then I would see it again, like, maybe a year or so later. This is about the time that my connection to Pokemon was kind of waning at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I like the show better. Like, the movie, for the most part, like, I even as a kid, like, I liked the first half of this movie
mm-hmm.
better than I did, like, the second half. Because the second half starts getting into, like, this really preachy. Like, this really preachy, this really corny message that I'm just not here for. Because what is the message they're trying to... Go ahead. What was the message, basically?
Well, so this character, Mewtwo, who, when we first meet him, has an existential crisis about why do I exist, finds out he existed for other people's reasons and, you know, kind of wreaks havoc. At the end, Ash makes a sacrifice. And it was through the Pikachu's tears that brought him back.
Pikachu and all the other Pokemon.
And Mewtwo was like, oh, wow. So, like, life is about the choices that you make for, like, one another, kind of a thing.
Right.
Which is weird because he, who reacted so odd, like, terribly to being enslaved, reacted to someone who was enslaved
mm-hmm.
doing their own sacrifice for a human being who is not of his brand. It just didn't seem believable that he would look at that situation. I almost feel like he would be more enraged by Pikachu's decision because he's like, now you're free.
It's true. I see what you mean.
And it's also like, it's just a weird way to get to that conclusion of life is about the choices you make and the sacrifices you make.
Okay, so I'm loving that this is the moral that you kind of took out of it, because that's for sure. That's definitely one of them, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's like literally the stuff that like Mewtwo talks about in his like exposition. Because that's the other thing this movie, both of these movies suffer with, like just heavy exposition.
Yes.
But I mean, the other message this movie had was like this anti-violence message.
Well, yeah. What was also going on too is before we even get to that, so you have the Pokemons.
The plural of Pokemon is Pokemon. That's from 30
You were
Rock.
Waiting.
I can't
so
that.
He's been practicing that. Mistake. He's been watching YouTube videos yes. of this line. Jesus. He already has his gifts ready. Okay.
He said it.
So, all right. So you have the trainers. They bring their Pokemon. All the Pokemon are out of their spheres, whatever.
Pokeballs.
The Pokeballs. Mewtwo is able to clone them.
Yes.
Right? And now, so he's battling his clones versus the other Pokemon, some of the other trainers.
Yes.
Right? And it's all like Pokemon is versus their equal Pokemon.
The clone.
Mm. Yeah, right? So it's kind of like a battle of equals, and they're just like beating each other up. And the trainers are witnessing this, mm-hmm. mind you. I've never seen a group of most useless human beings than this scene. They did not do anything about this.
Yeah.
Let me do my rant.
Go ahead, rant.
Okay? And then, so the Pokemon are just like, just fighting each other, and they're just saying, oh my God, this is so terrible. This is not the way it's supposed to be. Pokemon hurting each other this way.
Right.
You know? And then it comes to the conclusion is, what are we doing here? Why are we having our Pokemons hurt each other too? And it was like, oh my God, they realized that maybe all this time having these battles is a cruel and horrible thing that they're doing.
Yes.
Okay. Right. And then there's a realization that these trainers, supposed to be the best trainers,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they made it to the island, are realizing what have we been doing? What have we done? This mm-hmm. whole system is cruel.
Right.
As we see these Pokemons beat each other uh-huh. almost to the pulp, because they end up collapsing in each other's arms and laying there unconsciously.
Yes, tell me you guys didn't feel anything when Pikachu just kept slapping the other Pikachu. No, you guys are heartless monsters. Okay, go on.
And so that was that, and then that lesson gets wiped.
Yeah,
wiped, especially from the freaking guy that Mewtwo, when he's like, "I will never forget, but maybe you guys need to."
It's
and
true.
Then,
yeah.
Then they lose everything. They lose all the experience.
Which, yeah. again, even as a kid, I knew that this kind of felt like a fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
As like, because here's the thing. Let's be real. When you're watching a movie, right? What is ultimately what you're looking for? You're looking for your main character to experience a change.
Yeah.
Some form of transformation from who they were to who they have become by the end of the film. Any mediocre movie has this.
Yeah.
Right? You start off at one point and you're now at a whole different point. This movie, even at the young age, I kind of figured it was just like, this is like the biggest fuck you to anything where like you have these characters go through this experience
mm-hmm.
and then erase it.
Yeah.
Right? Where Eddie's right. Like there is this moment where they could have learned, maybe the rest of the series could have been about them trying to stop these Pokemon fights.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That would have been an interesting exploration for the series to go after. It goes against everything that the video games are about. But, you know, now we're going into, like, the realm of, like, kind of, I don't know, activism almost for children, right?
Mm.
Here, it just gets wiped away, and all of a sudden, it's just, like, you're kind of beginning, right? You're right back where you started. And it just felt like, for what and stuff. And,
yeah,
you know, even that moment, like, I was just, like, I was adamantly so just against that message of this anti-violence. Like, what was it? It was, like, a corny song playing in the original one. It was, like, some brother against brother.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we fighting? They might as well be playing, it's just, like, a Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's... The ending of this movie is weak, but I actually do find a lot of the philosophical questions that they bring earlier on to be more interesting.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Which they, you know, the first, you know, the original one is intended for children,
mm-hmm.
right? To introduce some of these philosophical questions to kids is kind of cruel, because it's just like, what do kids know? But maybe, is it fair to ask kids of these questions? What do you guys think?
Kind of. I think that they they're dumbing down their audience in a weird way. Mm-hmm. They're adding all these like really intense elements and then having that just go away. And it's like, okay, we're going to introduce it, and then we're not going to resolve it or actually do anything properly with it. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like, we'll just throw all these things out there for kids and they won't even realize it. Mm-hmm. Especially because it's like, I felt like they were trying to give a message of friendship, but that wasn't, at least in the version I saw with Amber, you know, like they introduce her and then he forgets about her. Mm-hmm. And then everything that happens, and then they forget, and then Pikachu saves by his love, but it didn't even come off as like a, like, I didn't get that it was because of friendship.
Okay.
I thought it was because of sacrifice. I thought that that's what was like trying to come off.
Mm. It could be
that message.
It could be both, right? Because technically, yeah. Ash, I mean,
it could be both.
But he wasn't sacrificed. That's the other thing, right? Here's the thing. Like, so the scene that we're talking about, Ash kind of just gets in the way of like Mew and Mewtwo like throwing psychic blasts
and
at
he
each
gets
other.
Stoned.
And he gets turned into stone for some reason. Not sure how that
weird
connects between.
I guess it's like that ancient thing of being petrified.
Oh, look at you trying to make sense of the mad world that is Pokemon.
And then I'm also thinking too, how would it come across to watch a movie where you see this individual just laying there with his eyes open, and all you can think about, I think he's dead. I think his heart has stopped.
Oh, like, true. Yeah. It's true. Like, that seems... I mean,
that would be more horrible. I can see it being a little kid being horrified.
If he wasn't stoned, and then basically, and he's just like a cadaver just there, right? And then you have Pikachu just trying to use electricity
to revive him.
To almost like defibrillators, right?
Yes.
That would have been much
more
horrific.
Which I thought was like the emotional high point of this.
Oh, of course.
Seeing this point is just like, you know, Pikachu, and just like
any moment you have Pikachu crying and you get like these intense close-ups of like, you know, this adorable little rodent just like just crying, it's what's it called, even as a kid I felt like so sad. I'm not even gonna pretend, like rewatching this I was just like, oh, poor Pikachu, someone protect him from these horrors that is Mewtwo and Mew. But so the first half of this movie introduces these interesting philosophical questions. They quickly get lost.
They do.
Overall, because, I mean, what ends up becoming... So, the middle of the movie, right, is basically Mewtwo trying to prove that, like, his clones are, in fact, superior to the originals and stuff.
Yes, even though he swore he was going to wreak revenge on humanity, he made clones.
He made clones. But then it's interesting, here's the other thing, right, where Mewtwo... I was actually, you know... Watching the movie, you can sympathize with Mewtwo a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. If you wanted to take his war out on humanity, it's just like, you know what? Bless. Go. Do your thing. But he decided to take it out on Pokemon also because, like, he felt that Pokemon are responsible for being subservient to humans.
Yes.
Which is where kind of his whole theory falls apart, in which it's just like he's going to destroy all men and all Pokemon at the same time and then create clones that he would then himself enslave, right? His message is mixed.
It's a little weird. He's got caught up in his anger.
I guess that's what ends up happening and stuff. So it was just an interesting thing. But this was your first time watching the anime, basically, right?
Yeah.
All right. So other than like, you know, plot-wise, because plot, like I said, I think plot is probably a weaker thing here. What did you think of, like, the action sequences of the original anime?
I just thought that I preferred the animation to the CGI 3D kind of feeling of the new one. It felt so computerized.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer overall hand-drawn animations, period. So I thought it was, I mean, it was dated, but it was still really well done, even for its time. I liked it.
I have always been a fan of, like, the animation style for Pokemon, right? It's interesting, actually, though. Watching the new one, I was actually, like, kind of enthralled by the computer animation of the Pokemon.
Yeah.
Less so for the humans, though. Like, I think those come off a little creepy.
Yeah.
You lose kind of the facial expressions of emotion that you can get from drawing.
Animation?
Drawing it compared to doing it this other way, this new way.
I did appreciate that they didn't go the photorealistic route that was present in Detective Pikachu, which I myself haven't seen despite the fact that I actually did want to see it. We were so busy with the wedding and stuff. I haven't gotten around to it. But there was a photorealism there for it. Mm-hmm. And they mix it with, like, live action humans, right? This one, they went kind of more the cartoonish route.
Yeah.
And for a movie that is a scene-by-scene remake and stuff, it just reminded me when we were talking about The Lion King. Because The Lion King, for the most part, is basically a scene-by-scene CGI remake of this one. I actually think this one was a little more successful than The Lion King.
Why?
Because it's... stuck to a style, it just basically updated the style without trying to give me that photorealism. I think it's the decision for The Lion King to go photorealistic is what it was ultimately its downfall.
Yeah.
And this one, by going into like that kind of hyper cutesy, I mean, the Pokemon animations were just they were really, really nice. And the initial fight sequences were actually really, really good.
That's interesting. I'm kind of on the opposite side of you. I think it made it even more pointless.
Oh,
you just updated it to 2020 technology, but it didn't need to be.
That's a very, very fair point.
And it's also because I saw the original film, which had this Amber character in it. So I'm like, okay, so you remade it. You did it just like with today's technology, which I think kind of makes it more vapid in a weird way.
Interesting.
And then you took out Amber, and now this whole chunk of like it came off really strong existential in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then it had like all this like heartstrings with it, with that part. Mm-hmm. And then in the new one, for me at least, that was removed. So I was like, okay, so you made it worse by taking that part out of it.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know. You would wonder, like, I was actually wondering, like, why they removed the first original 10 minutes of the film. Mm-hmm. Because by this point, like, when you're doing a remake, and we've talked about this before, if you're doing it exactly the same as you did in the past, it's just like, why bother?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, even when I was watching this, like, same thing where... they had the opportunity to kind of fix that middle.
Yeah.
The middle to the end of this movie.
Yep.
They didn't do it. They didn't even try to bring in the original intro, right?
Yeah.
Which, again, I think that kind of gives a little more, not just backstory for Mewtwo, but it kind of gives him a little more sympathy.
I think so.
To his purpose and stuff that ultimately gets lost in the
It film. Makes it more relatable, too. Yeah. I think so.
I agree. And it's just a missed opportunity because it's like, what? Why? Like, what is the purpose of removing just that?
Yeah, that's why it's like, for me, it's like, overall, so pointless. Okay, 3D, like this new CGI animation. Cool, you made like when they're going to the island. That looked really cool and well done and everything. But other than that, why am I watching this? What can this offer me?
I don't follow Pokemon news.
Yeah.
People, I don't know how many people actually knew that this was going to come out.
Didn't they announce it at the... I think I read that at the end credits of the last film that came out before this, they announced that they would be doing this.
I don't even know what the last movie... Like I said, I'm not a Pokemon... I don't stand Pokemon anymore.
Yeah.
I play the games occasionally, if that... Like, I downloaded Pokemon Go when it first came out.
Oh, my gosh.
I played it for, like, the first month and a half, and then that's it. I dropped it.
Well.
Not the case for some other people. Some other people have been continuously playing the updates and stuff, and they talk about it on Twitter and their Reddit groups. You know what I mean? Like, there are still diehard Pokemon. Your roommate is a Pokemon fan.
Yeah, he's diehard.
So I don't know what this movie... So, no, I didn't know this movie was coming out. Right. In fact, when it dropped, it was kind of just a surprise to me, which is just like, oh, let's cover this movie because it's just like... I kind of felt it was going to either be a complete disaster or great. Disappointed it kind of fell right in the middle again. I don't know. Why can't a studio just deliver me something that's just utter trash or utter greatness? I feel like being stuck in the middle is just like the worst possible fate a movie can have because it just like that means it just doesn't raise, it doesn't just emote any emotions from you.
Yeah, that's why like Pokemon in general makes me feel indifferent, which is, I even told Rolando before we recorded, it's like I wish I could feel either passionately against this or for it, but I don't. I feel nothing.
Which is interesting because I really thought that this movie would have made me feel one way or the other too. I really did because like, you know, like I said, they're capitalizing on my nostalgia, any Pokemon fans' nostalgia, and what did they do? I mean, outside of giving me, I actually thought, like I said, I like the animations. I didn't like the animations enough where it was going to make me like love this movie though.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of stuck with like a movie that's just like, okay, cool.
Pretty
like,
much.
You didn't fix anything of the. You didn't fix any of the plotting, right? Which the movie does suffer. All you kind of did was just like update some stuff. And I mean,
and I hated the voice actor from Mewtwo. I liked it in the first one. I hated it for this new one.
I couldn't tell of a difference. And I saw them like basically, like I saw one yesterday and I saw one today.
Oh yeah, no, I could tell the difference. Really? Yeah. Mm. He just was, I don't know. It just didn't work for me, oddly enough. But it was, as a person who's not very familiar with Pokemon at all, I can't imagine a diehard Pokemon fan needing this. My roommate, who is a diehard Pokemon fan, made it really clear to me when we said we were covering this. He's like, why? It's a shot-for-shot remake. He almost, like, for someone who loves Pokemon, he had no time for it.
How do you still love Pokemon is what I really want to answer.
I don't know. And he's 30. It's weird. I'm not going to judge him for his age. That's whatever. Fans are
You're the one who brought that up. I just bet, like, how does that sound?
I'm immediately taking that back.
But I can see the appeal in the sense of, like, you know, in the imagination, in its mythology and its development of these creatures, you know. The beastology of this. Mm.
But for me, visiting it, and I don't know if you feel the same way, it's just like there's a lack of depth and there's a lack of meaning to it. It seems really fun and complicated to try and catch all the Pokemon and what they stand for, but like, what is... And I think there is an element to it that I'm not picking up on from watching only these films. It's like, okay, well, why is Pikachu for Ash? What does Pikachu do for Ash? What does he need in terms of his personality and his spirit to get that? But I didn't get that from the movie.
How could you not? Pikachu crying.
You're one of those people who like watch a commercial and they just play like a piano song in the background about like a mom and a daughter and stuff, and you just start crying.
I don't know if you watched the Super Bowl YouTube commercial.
Oh my god,
Loretta.
The Google one.
Yes,
that was really sad.
Exactly. You know,
that's different. crying doesn't always get me to cry, but there's a lack of debt as to the purpose and the reason it exists. You know, like I always do this comparison, but like the reason why I'm a big fan of Harry Potter is because there's so many messages to get from it in terms of family, in terms of friendship, and in terms of growing up and all this stuff, where I don't see the reason why, other than cool monsters that you can keep in your pocket to fucking fight, is, and especially from this movie being so uneven and not even realizing, like, having a believable main character and all the phases that he went through, I don't see why the messaging, I don't know why Pokemon's a big thing for someone to love until their 30s. Like, what can you possibly get from it that can, like, actually give you some sort of substance? But that's also unfamiliarity with the overall genre of Pokemon.
I mean, I really wish this is the episode where we could have had a good fan, like, come and defend it. But... let's be real. Like, the fandom is a minority, to be honest, at this point.
Pokemon Go, I felt like, was so huge in our, like, popular culture.
Yeah, Pokemon. Again, it's capitalizing on nostalgia. Like, keep in mind. Okay, so for Netflix, right? I don't know if you've noticed this now. It tells you, like, the top 10 movies.
Yes, I noticed
watching,
that.
And this one fell today when I was watching it. I think it was, like, number 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means people are watching this movie. Yeah. Or at least Netflix is telling me that people are watching this movie. I don't trust Netflix, all right? I don't. But it's telling me that people are watching this movie. Why are people watching this movie? Because of nostalgia. Because people love to go to the past and say, it's just, of like, course. I want to feel like a kid again. I picked this movie because maybe part of me didn't want to feel like a kid again, but also part of me wanted to see, it's just like, why the hell was I obsessed with Pokemon for like these 2 years of my life, right?
True.
Thank God I was able to break the spell, because like, yo, Pokemon is expensive. The truth is, just like buying a new game every year, it adds up.
But it keeps on capturing the next generation. The next group of kids are attracted to this still.
Are kids attracted to it, or is it the same group of people who keep buying?
I don't know. Well, it's interesting because to hark back to the South Park episode, Chim Pokemon, the theme song was like, I got to buy it. I got to buy it. And the whole episode was actually about the capitalizing of children, the children wanting to be a part of a fad, right? That their claim was that the reason why Pokemon was so huge was because if your friends are into it, you want to be into it too. And that kids at the end of the day go with the status quo. Nobody's going to be like, I'm original and all this stuff. So that's why Pokemon got so huge and huge, because all the kids were like, well, everyone else is into it, so I'm going to be into it.
I don't know.
And that's how they made their money. That is South Park's claim, right?
Yeah, I don't think that's the...
But when you think about Pokemon Go and how everyone played that, there was a bunch of people who only played it because everybody else was playing it.
That's true.
Because it was a big thing.
There was an element of,
and
like,
you were like, oh, it's in the top 10. Well, maybe people are like, oh, well, everyone else is watching this right now on Netflix. I should watch it too.
Oh,
so in a weird way, I think Pokemon...
Is that conformity?
Yes.
Oh, those are some fighting words, and I feel like We're going to get so much hate mail.
I feel like people are even aware of the fact that Pokemon's got this weird, uneven message to it.
This movie has a very... I don't know what Pokemon are.
And right. That's the thing, you, yeah. As a person who actually is here, one of the ones who like it and stuff, you don't know what it's about. You can't say, what is the message of Pokemon?
It's like, why do we have Pokemon? Because some people do use Pokemon as servants.
Yeah, basically. But why do I want to capture them all? Why do I want a Charmander or a Bulbasaur?
I want to capture them all so I can become the world's greatest Pokemon master.
Become the Pokemon master, yeah. Which is also an element in Shin Pokemon.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know. I don't know what to say, but I'm guessing that you say that this remake wasn't needed.
I think not at all. And in a weird way, I'm going to have to, you made the comparison of The Lion King. I'm going to at least have to defend The Lion King because in a weird way, it had a purpose. It's like, well, what if The Lion King looked photorealistic? Even if it failed, it had a purpose. This has no purpose. It didn't change it. It just updated it and it didn't need to be updated.
So there were some very minor tweaks that did happen.
Yes.
That I will say that this movie kind of did correct. I wish it would have corrected plot, not like little details.
Yes.
But one of the bigger details that I think kind of made me feel a lot better with this remake already was in the animated version, there was a scene where the lady in charge of the harbor talks about like this great cursed storm that was prophesied one day, and it kind of made it feel silly. It's like, what does this have to do with the movie? It had nothing to do with the movie, right?
Yes.
Where they just like kind of like set that right in the new one with the her saying, it's just like, I've lived in this harbor my whole life and I've never seen a storm like this. This is very, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They took out that element of like fantasy.
Yeah.
Which is weird considering we're already in a world full of fantasy, but whatever. I don't know. You can't overthink. I there were some minor tweaks that they did here in this film. There weren't enough. I agree with you. Like watching this, I was just like, my question is just like, why did they bother with this? Right.
Yeah, seriously.
And, I don't know. It just felt like...
you can't overthink it. And yet the moment the movie begins, you're experiencing an existential crisis with this character and you're supposed to sympathize with him.
I kind of wish... Even, you know what would have been a very simple correction that they could have done in this movie just by removing a line? They could have just made me completely sympathize with Mewtwo by just removing his plan to eradicate all Pokemon as well.
Yes.
If you get rid of that, now I'm kind of just like torn. We're just like, oh shit, I'm a human. But again, Mewtwo's kind of right. Like we are kind of the worst, you know?
We are. So. And you know, it's like, it's also got this weird, like, I think these people are super into Darwin and survival of the fittest in a weird way. So it's like, not even like, you know, like, what is my purpose? But, you know, I have to be the strongest in order to survive. Mm-hmm. And theories of, like, survival.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in the title, too.
Yeah.
Evolution.
Yeah, it is. So I feel like that's also, like, if that was their thing, they should have probably focused more on that instead of trying to be this weird existential film.
I just
want
to say
character.
That the reason evolution is in the title is only because Pokemon
evolve. Yeah.
Although... You know what's so interesting, though? And this is a missed opportunity on Netflix or whoever the creators
are. But even when we were watching The Origin, that's the whole basis of it. How they evolved from the beginning of the Celestials to continue from how they came from
Mew.
How it all started. That Mew had to adapt to the elements and who was controlling the elements, the other grand Pokemons that were controlling the elements.
Oh, you're okay. Yeah. So, yeah. But you're talking about like the actual theory that is Pokemon?
Theory, yeah.
Yeah. So that's not like, I don't know how, well, I guess that is canon probably like going to later stuff. The point is, what I would say though, they had a missed opportunity here was it was called Pokemon Evolution. This whole movie is about cloning. And this movie is an exact clone of the original one.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit better with like better graphics.
Yeah.
That is just a missed opportunity. It's like Pokemon, Mewtwo Strikes Back, the clone, right?
Yeah.
It's just instead of evolution. I know that Pokemon's evolve. I said Pokemon's. Pokemon, I know they evolve, but, you know, come on, guys. Just give me that. It's a clone.
Well, now we know where we stand on the, you know, our beliefs on cloning and genetic modification and cloning.
Oh, I'm actually still, I'm still very divided on how I feel about cloning.
Oh, really?
I am not like.
Only for media.
The media has like the worst portrayal of cloning at all times.
Yeah.
I think maybe the only instance of cloning that I've liked in media has been the new Paul Rudd show on Netflix, Living With Myself.
Okay.
But that one is also has like mixed messaging.
Yeah, which is, yeah, I guess that's what comes with cloning. It's all sort of messy and mixed.
But yeah.
But I will say I would like this film better if at the end he killed all the humans and freed the Pokemon.
But then there would be no series. And then
of course there would be no series.
Then Nintendo would be like, well, what the fuck?
Well, because it gives this terrible message at the end of the day to children where it's like your animals and your Pokemonsters want to be enslaved by you. Mm-hmm. So you are superior to them. This is what they want.
So I started off the episode talking about like how Disney has like this incredible hold over media, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that this is going to be a route that like other properties are going to take in order to try to compete with the powerhouse that is Disney, which is just like reviving some of these older... I know we have it all the time in Hollywood, right?
But yeah.
Like now we're talking about like streaming services like Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, like taking all these like older movies that maybe we haven't even thought about that aren't Disney and trying to just CGI them and making them probably like,
well, I think it's kind of already been happening. And Pokemon's kind of one of the ones that were the first actually with Pokemon Go and then the Pokemon movie with and then the Pikachu movie and all this stuff. So I feel like Pokemon is like right ahead, ahead with Disney. But I think, yeah, with Ghostbusters coming out later this year.
That's true, yeah.
And just, like, revivals, you know, where it's like, here's the same thing.
But just a little
slightly
bit different.
Yeah, like, yeah.
And
it's
extending the
happening.
Universe from there, because you have the Ghostbusters Academy, the idea of having a series.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what? They're doing a Ghostbusters Academy?
As it talks about it.
Is it, like, what is it? I'm like, I'm making up my own ideas in my head. I'm sure, like, the creators already have an idea.
Yeah.
Just talk about, like, yeah, like, being trained.
To be a Ghostbuster?
Yeah, being trained to be a Ghostbuster.
I would consider watching that. To
But it's so it's also taking these movies and the universe that they're in and then expanding them.
Uh-huh.
You know, giving us which sometimes I love too. Yes,
yeah, yeah,
I love.
Yeah, I'm not against that idea. Expanding the universe is different from just like kind of just I don't know. What do you feel about that?
Repeating the universe?
Yes. Like yeah. Kind of just like giving me a clone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was. So it's just like, all right, I'm okay with exploring the world. I'm not okay necessarily with just like re...
No, 100%. Okay. That's why Star Trek was for so long a really strong series is because they did that. Like they didn't they kept doing Next Generation and Deep Space Nine and stuff. They just kept expanding their world and their horizons more and more. And I feel like they were one of the biggest, earliest franchises to really like learn how to do that. Whereas now when they're remaking Star Trek, it's not as fun with Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto.
But that was an interesting remake, though. And the reason
it was interesting,
I think
it wasn't shot for shot. It wasn't cloning.
Right. It was like more like it's just like, all right, we're gonna take these original characters that you knew, but we're going to give you a what if.
Yeah. Like
and then we'll still like give you a what if that's still somehow vaguely connected to the original stuff, right?
Yeah.
I appreciated that where it's not like. Because at the end of the day, all those characters still felt like their own versions of their new characters.
Yes.
Yeah. That was self-contained to that franchise. So I disagreed with you on that one.
Well, no, but I'm saying that like in general, I think Star Trek is better when they're just expanding it instead of remaking. Although I thought was a strong remake, I think.
No, I would agree with you.
I'm sure Pokemon is stronger with the new generations, even though it seems like some people tuned out. You sure did.
I sure did.
But my roommate is still going on strong at 30. So
he still watches Pokemon?
I think so. He says names that I'm like, what are you saying?
It's true, man. Like, Pokemon back in the day used to be like, you know, you saw the animal designs for some of these Pokemon, right? Cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, I would say. The new Pokemon are like kind of just like, what if I took this, what if I just put a ghost inside this mop? That's basically what some of the new Pokemon so, yeah.
That's cool.
Interesting design and stuff, but.
Yeah, not for me.
You know what? I'm kind of sad that this wasn't the remake I wanted. Maybe Detective Pikachu is the kind of what's it called world I want to visit. So
maybe,
I gotta check that out one day.
You should.
But this one was kind of a letdown, just because the original one. Even when I was a kid, the original movie was a bit of a letdown, and I was a kid.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Yeah. So that's that.
You're a smart kid.
Thank you. We didn't talk about this. I did want to talk about this a little. Mm-hmm. Jesse James. They're Team Rocket. Did you pick up anything on them?
Mm-mm.
No? Mm-mm. No. Okay, so this is more so from watching the show, but Jesse and James are like kind of in the gamer community, gamer. G-A-Y-M-E-R.
Oh, I thought they were boy and girl.
They are boy and girl. But okay. In the gamer community, though, they're like almost gay icons.
Why?
Because she, a lot of people read her as being a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people read him as being definitely gay.
Okay.
Specifically him, like he ran away from, the reason he ran away from home was because he was being forced to marry a woman.
Mm.
And any chance he gets to be in drag, he dresses up in drag. And stuff.
Really?
And even if you listen to the way he speaks, it's kind of a lot more effeminate than your typical characters and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I love the idea that these two are like kind of each other's like, you know, gay best friends.
Yeah.
Because they're also each other's chosen family. Because they both have had hard pasts.
Which is what gay, mm-hmm. being gay is all about, chosen family. Yeah.
So I love this idea.
Like, so even though it's so funny, because as I was watching the movie, it was like, out of all the humans that can and how they relate to each other, I felt like their relationship was the most realistic.
Yeah, because
in
they
friendship
just have each
other's and just like they're shared, like, I always feel like they have the most extreme case of FOMO, fear of missing out, because they're just like, we got to go there. Right. We have to see what they're doing. You mm-hmm. know, I'm not going to be left out of this.
Yeah, they're very relatable.
So, you know? And how they interact with each other, even though they'll diss each other or they will, like, they'll bicker.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so funny how they stick with each other.
And they're very Will and Grace-like.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 But so. I do have an issue with Ash's friends.
Oh, you're talking about Brock. Okay.
Brock and Molly, is it?
Misty.
Oh,
Jesus.
Done. Well, just, yeah. Like, done. They just, like...
It's true. If you had watched the show, Brock is a walking sexual harassment lawsuit.
Yeah, he is a Me Too moment. He's a Me Too moment waiting to happen.
Oh,
okay?
Shit.
Okay? He's waiting to happen. And I just feel like Misty, she's older. She just doesn't seem to know or connect to anything.
Misty's
that's
only
real.
Like 2 years older than Ash. Ash is literally 10 years old.
How are these people like just
Misty
like,
is 12. I think Brock is like 14 or 15.
Wow.
Yeah, they're like all, they're youngin'. But Brock's like libido is fucking crazy. Like he has, like all he does is just talk about like just women and he just quickly, yeah, he quickly, you didn't even pick up on it while watching these. Like he, the first thing he does is like, what's it called? Talk about their beauty. Like all he sees is the woman's value by what she physically looks like.
Oh, that's terrible.
You didn't pick this up on the, even in the few instances in the movie?
Not really, no.
Even in the animated one, like, here's another instance, right, where the movie had a chance to kind of correct.
Mm-hmm.
They did it. Yeah. Right? Instead, they kind of feed into that kind of joke more that he's a womanizer. The ongoing joke is that the cop, Officer Jenny, and Nurse Joy, they're literally the same character design for all of them. They're all cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you visit, they all look the same. And yet every time he visits them, it's just like, yeah, more beautiful than the last. You know what I mean? And here, where he met the female trainer in the remake, the first thing he does, he like, what's it called, professes his love to her and like offers her jelly donuts. Which is actually an inside joke because what happened was in the original, like the anime,
yeah,
when they were dubbed in English, the rice balls that like, you know, that they would eat
mm-hmm.
were dubbed to be like jelly donuts.
Okay.
Right. Because, you know, like that's what happens when you like mess up, you know, Americans see something. It's just like, all right, I don't think Americans aren't going to know what a rice ball is.
Mm-hmm. Let's make it a jelly donut. Yeah.
And that was their little joke for it. Where he mentions how he's going to give her his favorite jelly donut recipe.
Yeah, I guess it's obvious that unless something big was happening, I was kind of half paying attention.
That's fair. That's fine. Look, I wanted to do this one because it would be easy.
It was easy.
It was. It's an easy watch and stuff. And the truth is just like, I don't know. It just made me question just like, I'm glad we were able to do it because the question is still a year and a half later, we're wondering, it's just like, why the hell are we doing these remakes? Like, these are just like, who are these for? Who was this for? Did we ask that? Who was this for?
No, it's definitely for Pokemon lovers then and now, 100%. But, I mean, we're doing this podcast. We watch all this shit. We eat it up, even if we hate it and complain about it. That's why they're making it. We are gobbling it up.
I mean, that's true. I was going to watch it whether or not we had
come. Yeah. Like, 100%. This is the day and age where people don't want anything new.
Mm.
They want the same thing repackaged as if it was new or a slight variation. They want familiarity. People are kind of scared by new things. I mean, how many times have you sat down? It's like, can I either watch a 2-hour movie that I know nothing about or can I rewatch Friends? And what do you choose?
Oh, yeah.
So?
Friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of that. Anytime if I'm home alone and like, you know, I have the option of just like watching The Office or like a new Netflix series, even like a new Netflix series, mind you.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
you're going to watch rewatch it. Because I also think part of it is that people don't, this is fucked up, but people also don't want to use like their full brain capacity to watch something new. So they want something easy that they can half pay attention to and maybe be on their phone for. Or like,
oh, that's actually a really good point. Yes, yeah. I actually agree with you. Or like, usually the reason I do that is because I'm going to be doing like a chore or something around the house. I'm going to be, so I'm not going to be paying attention. So I'm just like, I need something on in the background.
Yeah, I think all of this stuff really adds to our total lack of an attention span.
And why we end up getting so many of these remakes.
Yeah, so, and I guarantee that, you know, like, if people listen all the way to through the end of this episode because of their attention span.
Actually, no, it's so funny because actually it's true. Like, I walked away. I let the movie just play in the background at one point to get myself, like, a coffee and come back. And I did that because I knew exactly what was going to happen. It was a shot-for-shot remake.
Yeah.
Gosh, we figured it out.
We figured it out.
And this is it.
This is how they get us to not pay attention anymore, guys.
Uh-huh. Yep.
But are you still paying attention to this episode? I hope you are. Yeah. And if you liked today's episodes, if you have some thoughts, if you're a big fan of Pokemon and you think we got a couple of things wrong, you want to give me some education, please reach out. You can reach out by emailing us, remakesrebootsrevivals@gmail.com. Where else can they hit us up?
You can also hit us up on Instagram. Our Instagram handle is remakesrebootsrevivals. Mm-hmm. You can also find us on Facebook, remakesrebootsandrevivals. And, you know, send us out some love on Twitter. I'm there occasionally. Yes. I get notifications if we get something. But I do shoot out some stuff occasionally, too.
And if you enjoy our podcast, you know, please leave us a review. Let us know how you're feeling. It really does help us and expand our horizons.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this journey through. This is Kanto. This is the original Pokemon season.
Okay.
So, I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guess until next time, stay an original.